The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. From Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, we present the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Rod?
Oh, I'm fine, Red. Say, I saw your new picture, Merton in the Movies, last night. I got a bigger kick out of it than anybody else.
Oh, I don't know. The manager says he got quite a few kicks.
That's funny. It didn't look like that at rehearsal.
Well, seriously, Red, I enjoyed Merton in the Movies very much. It's really a lot of entertainment. You did a wonderful job of acting.
Well, go on. There's more written there.
You know, I thought it was great the way they hung that copper portrait for you, of you, I mean, in the Hollywood Egyptian Theater's Hall of Fame last Friday night. You were the first Hollywood star to have his picture hung there. Gee, you were great.
Yeah.
All right, give me the fin. I told you I could say that without laughing.
Yeah, but you smile. You smile.
All right, give me 2.5.
Look, that ain't in here, you know.
No, truthfully, now, if you didn't have to say that, what do you think of my cinema efforts?
You're a bum.
All right, I'm a cinema bum. What do you think of my...
Well, all I know is that my mother was proud of me. She said when I was a little boy, if I ever got in a movie someday, they'd hang me.
See, I'll bet those big searchlights drew a lot of people down at the Egyptian last Friday.
Yeah, hundreds of them. They all thought it was another meat market opening.
Well, in a way it was. They were hanging a ham.
Yeah. You can put that with that egg that I laid up here while I go.
Well, now that you have your picture in the Hall of Fame, Red, your worries are over. What can happen after that?
They can always take it down, you know.
Well, what'd you think of the ball game?
Say, wasn't it a great series, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
That's brilliant dialogue, isn't it? You know, during the last game, my hair stood on end.
Were you that excited?
No, I turned the dial and found I had a short circuit in my radio. Hey, you know what? I went out and I bought me one of these electric blankets, you know? And I've got no place to plug it in, but at the apartment where I live, see, it's got one of those blinking signs outside my window, so I plugged it in there, see? All night long, my pajamas went on and off. Hey. Hi, Anita. What are you going to sing tonight?
Ain't you ever coming back?
Yeah, as soon as you get through singing.
Ain't you ever coming back, ain't you? Can't you see the difference it makes? I'm half myself without your kisses. One more night of doing without 'em will drive me crazy. Won't you make me smile again? Won't you? Just a word is all that it takes. Your hello will let me know that we're the same as we used to be. Oh, ain't you ever coming back to me? I'm half myself without your kisses. One more night of doing without 'em will drive me crazy. Won't you make me smile again? Won't you? Just a word is all that it takes.
Norton Scrapbook of Satire, Volume 3.
He's sending a secret message to Petrillo.
Chapter 4 of the life of Willie Lump Lump the fireman is entitled Troublemaker.
Hey, where are we going, Willie?
Down to NBC. And I am not referring to the National Biscuit Company. I'm going to see that Rod O'Connor, that's right.
What for?
Well, that of his has embarrassed me long enough. Look, I listen to his commercials and I buy his cigarettes, see? But the other night, I'm down at the firehouse listening to the program in my underwear, see? Well, after the fifth... They put me to bed with double pneumonia.
Oh, now that ain't that bad.
Oh, it ain't, huh? Well, no. Let me tell you something else that happened. I was having a glass of beer, see? Comes on and blows the foam right in my face. I tell you, it's got to go. Here I am with this foam all over my face, laying flat on my back. The next thing I know, the emergency squad is giving me shots for rabies. I tell you that it's got to go. If they want me to listen to the program and buy a cigarette, I tell you that it's got to go.
Well, here's the... Here's the Raleigh program studio.
Good. We're firemen. Chop the door down.
Why, the door is open.
Well, close it and then chop it down. Well, let's see what this is. Probably a quiz program.
Howdy, fellas.
Howdy.
Howdy. My name's Willie Lump Lump.
Lump Lump?
Yeah, spell with two lumps.
Well, what can I do for you? And hurry up because I've got to read my commercial.
You mean you can stand there dressed like that? You don't wear Mackinac fur boots and earmuffs?
Now, our whoosh isn't that bad.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay, then it is.
Oh, no, it's not. You may not know it, but you caused me to be late for a fire.
How?
Well, I was driving down the street listening to the program thing. Well, I get to 3rd Street, and on you come with a whoosh. Well, these old fire trucks we got ain't any too good, you know. They're not very good at bucking the wind, and you stall my motor. I tell you, it's got to go.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I want you to cut down that whoosh. Stuff
there. I'm sorry, I have nothing to do with it.
Well, I'll fix it myself. Where's that jet at around here? I'll put that valve down myself, boy.
Listen.
There it is over there. Give me my flowers, will you? Give me the flowers.
Willie, come on.
I'll fix that.
That sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette.
Now, it's still a little drafty, you know.
It's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Yes, it's moisturized to cut down those throat-irritating tars present in even the finest tobaccos. That's why a jury of 14 distinguished doctors agrees no other leading cigarette gives you less throat irritants than the new, richer-tasting, yet milder Raleigh 903.
It's getting better.
Yes, Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process to cut down throat irritants. That's why Raleigh 903 brings you a rich, full-flavored, yet milder smoking cigarette.
Hand me my hat. I've got to make it a little tighter yet here. Go right ahead, brother. Reed, you don't bother me. You know.
Smokers, take the advice of Cornell Wilde, starring in Forever Amber, 20th Century Fox Technicolor production. Mr. Wilde says, quote, I advise everybody to smoke the new Raleigh 903. Because it's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Raleigh 903 actually tastes richer, yet the smoke is milder. Unquote.
So follow Cornell Wilde's advice. Smoke Rolly 903. Remember. It's moisturized to cut down throat irritants.
That did it.
Now look what you've done. You've broken it. You'll pay for this.
Oh, shut up, cigarette boy.
Thank you. Chapter 5 in the scrapbook is entitled The Big Card Game.
War! War! Oh, come on, horse, war! If you don't stop, I'm going to tell everybody which one of us is wearing the Tony wave. What I get for letting him wear them ballet slippers. Now look, Smo, I'm going into Tim's smokehouse and saloon here. You stay outside and I'll toss you a pretzel. Don't snap at the first pretzel that comes flying out. It might be me, you know. What's them horse and wagon there, ma'am?
Whoa! Howdy, Deadeye.
Well, if it ain't Klondike Grumman.
Deadeye, hear they got a new sheriff from this here town.
Yep, they installed him yesterday.
What's his name?
I don't know. Shall we go over and look at his tombstone? It's always good to see you, Klondike.
Same as says for me about you. You know you're the handsomest hombre.
There's a new way to phrase up the English language.
You're the handsomest hombre I ever did see.
Yeah, and you're about the most beautiful woman I ever flickered an eyeball at.
You mean it, Deadeye?
Sure do. Now, shall we both open our eyes and face the facts?
Well, stop out into my ranch sometime and we'll spend a quiet evening.
Still living in Pasadena, huh? See, that's a small town out here. I'll see you later. I gotta get a going in this saloon.
You're not a drinking man, are you, Deadeye?
Never drank a man in my life. Well, I'll be seeing you, ma'am. As they say south of the border, bonus not holes. Bonus not cheese or something.
Well, what does that mean in English?
Means I can't speak Spanish. Hey, piano player, play something that'll put a little life in this place. It's kind of dead in here. And it's getting deader every minute.
Howdy, Deadeye. You know who I am?
Help me pick up my eyeballs and I'll take another glance.
I'm Clementine.
Clementine?
Drop a nickel in that music box.
Okay, man. You're mighty pretty, ma'am. Fancy dress you're wearing there. It's awful long, though.
That's a style. You're not supposed to see a girl's legs.
I know, but I'd like to at least know if they've got feet or not. Never cared for long dresses. They ain't healthy. They drag on the ground and pick up germs.
You should see what the short ones pick up.
You know, you don't look like a dance hall girl, ma'am. You look kind of innocent when you lower your bifocals.
You like the way I'm wearing my hair over my shoulders?
Yeah, why don't you try wearing it over your head sometime? You know, there's something different about you, gal.
Maybe it's the perfume I'm wearing.
Yeah?
It's from Cody.
North Cody or South Cody?
You look different from most of the men around here, don't I?
Oh, then you've noticed I'm wearing my eyebrows below my eyes.
How come you're so bow-legged?
Well, I ain't as bow-legged as I used to be. My legs are kind of straightening out now.
How did you do it?
Stop feeding my horse. You see, if you feed a horse, he gets fat and you have to ride him like that, but if he gets skinny... Sorry we left that baby there.
Red Eye.
Yeah.
You here to play cards tonight?
Oh, might try a hand or two at Colorado Stud.
Never heard of the game.
It's a poker. It's poker with a deck of with only aces in it. It's to discourage cheating, you know.
Well, if you're gonna play, you better stay away from that Nal Gurney at the second table. Yeah. He's cheated all the boys out of their gold. Well, he's a real card shark.
You don't see. Well, you pardon me while I just mosey over there, huh?
I'm warning you, Jedi. That boy's quick with a sleight of hand and fast on the draw.
Well, I'll have you to know that I'm the best shot in all Texas. See that fly sitting on that man's ear over there?
Yeah.
Watch me knock it off. Did better than I thought. I knocked the fly off on the floor and his ear's still on it. Well, that ain't what it says, but it'll have to do.
Still gonna play cards with Chompy?
Be sure and buy Christmas seals this year, won't you? Yeah, I'm gonna play cards with that boy. I'll show him that cheating doesn't pay. And I'll prove it with these marked cards of mine.
Does Deadeye run this card shark out of Horse Face Gap? Be sure to listen next week for Chapter 2 of The Big Card Game. Listen. That sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Yes, it's moisturized to cut down those throat-irritating tars present in even the finest tobaccos. That's why a jury of 14 distinguished doctors agrees no other leading cigarette gives you less throat irritants than the new richer-tasting, yet milder Raleigh 903.
Yes, Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process to cut down throat irritants. That's why Raleigh 903 brings you a rich, full-flavored, yet milder-smoking cigarette.
Get the new Raleigh 903. You'll see the number 903 on the package. Remember, it's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. So smoke the new, richer tasting, yet milder Raleigh 903.
Dave Rose and his orchestra play Brazil.
Thank you.
Chapter 3 is entitled Just Plain Bills. Expenses, that is.
Nemo! Nemo!
Who's there?
Where you at? Where you at? Come here, hurry, hurry.
I'm here.
Nemo, I just saw Gramps down the street, and he's laying flat on his back, and there was foam all around his mouth, and a big man was standing over him with a big sharp razor right over his Adam's apple.
Oh, my goodness. Where is he?
Down in the barbershop.
Why do you frighten me?
Well, that made it so gruesome, I'm surprised I didn't scare myself.
Where have you been all morning, Junior?
I've been playing...
I sent you to the store over 2 hours ago.
Well, I know I've been playing football.
You have?
Yes.
But you left your football home.
I found that out the second time they punted me down the field, you know.
Dear, just look at
What's
you.
The matter?
With laundries charging so much, how did you get so dirty?
Well, me and Widow Dickie Orland, that's your widow boy on Jack Berry's juvenile jury program, you know. Yes. Well, we were walking up a street and we see some bubble gum on the sidewalk. We both see it at the same time, see? Well, he thought that he could get there first, see? Oh, what a dreamer that kid is. In fact, he's still laying there dreaming.
Well, you didn't do so well yourself.
Right.
Look at that big bump on your head.
Bump on my head? Don't touch it no more. Don't. Let me feel it. Well, now, just as I thought. No wonder we couldn't find the bubble gum. I knew I got there first.
Well, where are the groceries?
I wouldn't buy them. Everything is so high, I just got a can of beans and a loaf of bread.
Did you get the 3 T-bone steaks?
Yes, and they will deliver them just as soon as the bank can spare the armored truck.
Did you act like a little gentleman while you were in the store?
Yes, I did. But there was some tourists down there, and they made me so mad. They walked over to some watermelons, you know, and they looked at them and they says, "My, look at these lovely Florida cucumbers," they said. Well, I tell you, it just made me so mad. I walked right up to them. I said, "Them's not Florida cucumbers. Them's California peas."
You.
Yes.
Love of one's community brings greater love for one's country.
Yes.
Now run upstairs and wash your hands.
Both of them?
No, just one. I want to see how you do it. Junior, do as you're told.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to wash my hands. Oh, look, somebody left the phone on the whole table. Maybe I could make a phone call before they put it back in the vault. I might get caught. They told me not to go around it. And maybe I wouldn't get caught. And maybe I would. Oh, well, live dangerously, I always say. I'm going to see who I get this time. I see who I get.
Hello, Dog and Cat Hospital.
Hello, are you a dog doctor?
Yes, I am.
Well, if I come over, will you set up and bark for me? Oh, the Dick Tracy of Bunker Hill's in.
Oh, I caught you.
What?
Now, didn't I tell you not to touch the phone?
Yes.
And another thing, Junior, while we're on the subject, I just got last month's phone bill, and there's a $22 long-distance call on it. Did you call anyone?
Well, now, let me see. Yes, now I remember I did. I called a certain delegate at the UN, and I offered to loan him my scooter, so instead of walking, he can ride.
What did he say?
I don't know. All I heard was footsteps.
Well, Junior, if you don't stop playing with the phone, I'll have it taken out.
Hmm? You wouldn't do the thing like that.
Yes, I would.
You cut off the phone just to spite your ears? Ah, why, you is the life of the party line, you is.
Now, you know I never listen in on the party line.
Then why did you have the receiver clamp made to fit over your head so you could listen while doing the housework, huh?
I repeat, I never listen in on the party line.
Oh, no. Hey, when's Pat Murray going to get married?
I don't know. I'll tell you after a boyfriend calls today. Junior, I don't know where you get your silly ideas.
Uh-oh.
We never had ideas like that when I was a girl.
Well, I can see why you didn't. Gee, you were too busy fighting the Indians, I guess.
I give up. Go get cleaned up.
Huh?
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
What's that stuffed in your shirt?
It's me tummy. I got no place to put it.
Not that. Come here.
Don't get her laughing. We'll never get out of here.
Why, you have my good shoes.
Yes?
Junior, have you been wearing my shoes?
Sure.
Why?
Mine's all worn out. I need a new pair.
You just got new shoes last week. How could they wear out so soon?
Well, I helped them a widow, you know.
What did you do?
Well, you said the shoes were made out of snake skin.
Yes.
They're not water moccasins.
You didn't put them in the bathtub.
Well, don't yell. It's not my fault. Grandpa's always saying, look at the feet on that boy. Goodness, I bet he has to back up to a door to knock. Well, I don't mind things like that, but he called me feet gunboats. He called them shoes gun. I got news for him. They're not gunboats. They're submarines.
Goodness, did you dry them out?
Yeah, I put them in the oven. I got toasted tootsies now.
Did you burn your shoes?
No, I didn't burn them. But if you know any boys that got curled up toes, I got a nice pair of shoes for them.
Junior!
Oh, it's Mummy. Don't tell her. Please don't tell her no more, please.
Don't tell me what?
About me burning up my shoes.
Oh, you didn't! Oh, Junior, look at Mother now. Don't you know that's wasteful?
Yes.
And if you waste things, we have to rebuy them at ridiculous prices.
I know.
And that only helps inflation to defeat progress.
I know.
Well, young man, you must be taught the value of things now.
Yes.
So go get the hairbrush.
What for? I know how much a hairbrush costs.
I didn't mean that. Oh. Now get the hairbrush.
Okay, if you insist. Here you are. Here's your pig bristle equalizer.
Now bend over.
Okay. Ooh. You finished?
That didn't seem to hurt you.
Well, it did a widow. You see, I had a book in there where it'd do the most good.
What book?
The geography. But don't touch it now, boy. It's so hot they'll ban it in Boston.
Thanks for being with us tonight, and we hope you liked our program well enough to be with us again next Tuesday night. And to all you folks in the state of Oklahoma, good luck on your Tulsa show October 8th to 12th to raise funds for a big new home for the underprivileged boys of the Middle West. We're sorry we can't be with you, but we know that you won't fail Governor Ray Turner in this great drive. So until next Tuesday...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks to the following magazines for their kindness. Silver Screen, 1,000 Jokes, Movie Life, and Movies. And thanks for listening. And please, folks, drive carefully. You may hit a Raleigh customer.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who know and appreciate quality pipe smoking. Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Raleigh's invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and is brought to you by the makers of Raleigh Cigarettes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.